Connor Dillon now joining the program in studio. Connor Dillon, former Winona State guard. He led the team in scoring last season, led the team to an NSIC tournament semifinal. Connor, thanks so much for the time. Really appreciate you being here, being in studio. I wanted to start with the season as a whole. I thought you guys were getting in. Really did. What was that like at the end of the season where you kind of had some control, but you also were having to watch other teams lose in order for you to get in? You know, right. What was like that at the end of the season?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a little kind of scary in a way. We kind of thought we were a really good team, and we started going on a run after our little slump during winter break. Then we kind of saw, I mean, we were kind of just jumping a lot of other teams, but we weren't really making a lot of big movement in regional rankings. Got to the last week, we ended up getting what we wanted, but the downside of it was NSIC plays a conference tournament the week before the MIAA, and Pitt State kind of goes on a run, so they get to the championship, and that was just enough.
I was talking with Cooper, the KQAL sports director, of course, who travels with you guys, and it was like, we're just sitting there, like, it was like you were pocket watching almost. It was like you're TV watching, and there's nothing you can do. What was the journey like, though, in this year where you knew you had this opportunity to where if you play good enough, you can maybe make a leap to D1, and of course we'll get to that, but what was it like to have the ups and downs and you know, Alumide comes back and he's healthy and then you guys go on this run? Just take me through that process of the regular season there.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, it was an up, down, and up season right away. We had some guys hurt, but didn't really hurt us much. We started off 7-1, kind of looked like it was going to be a great season.
Yeah,
we were looking really good and playing all pretty well. Then we kind of went into a rut winter break. I don't know what it was. Dropped a few games against teams you probably shouldn't. And then we kind of just all like talked to each other in the locker room and stuff and thought about what we need to make a change. And it was kind of just playing our style of basketball. And Lou obviously coming back, getting healthy. Brock kind of being more of a bigger role as well. It just kind of created more options for everyone. It kind of made it less of a burden on certain people.
Last question I got for you in terms of the season here, the Northern State shot, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that was one of the craziest shots.
Yeah.
That's like a career shot right there, I feel like. Just take me through that, dude. That was the coolest thing ever.
I mean, yeah. I mean, credit to Carson for throwing that pass, too. I mean, it was like, I think it was like 1.5 seconds or whatever the time. We ended up switching the plays because we had a play drawn up. And then I think it was Northern called a timeout once they saw like how we were set up. So then we switched it. And then basically Carson threw a ball and I took a few dribbles. I thought for sure I was completely out of bounds. Like I kind of got pushed out and then I kind of just threw it. I mean, I'd kind of say it's a little lucky other than anything.
Maybe
a little. And like I saw it kind of going towards the backboard and maybe a little blacked out there. But and. It was
the
crazy, though.
The selling was great, too. You just turn around and sprint. You got nothing else to do.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So, do you think you were actually looking at the hoop, or you just turn around and chuck that thing?
I just kind of, knowing that there was only like 1.5 seconds, I just made a quick glance, and I just threw it near it. So
that's all you needed to do, man, and it banks in. That was one of the coolest shots I think I've seen in all my years of covering the team. But, of course, you know, that shot, I gave you maybe seedings in the tournament. Anyways, I wanted to move on to the transfer. For those of you who don't know, Connor Dillon will be taking his talents to Division I Bradley University. Is it University of Bradley? Bradley University?
Bradley University.
Bradley University, which is in your hometown, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Before we get to that maybe being a reasoning, what was the thought process you had and the discussions you had with Coach? When did you sort of know that this is what you wanted to do? You wanted to transfer out?
I mean, it's kind of just kind of how the way of basketball is kind of evolving now. College basketball, it's kind of weird and crazy, but
the Wild West, as everyone calls it.
Yeah. So like I knew going into this past year, I had a pretty good season past year. And then I kind of just was thinking I'm going to be graduating this spring. Been here for 4 years. I was looking to hopefully go into like a master's of business and Winona doesn't offer that, but also, kind of just after the season I had this year, I thought kind of just I should at least try it out. And Coach Eisner was a great coach and fully supported it and kind of understands it now. So, but I mean, we've been close still talking all the time. But I mean, it's just a crazy process. So
sure.
Yeah.
What was it though, like in terms of when you post that on social media and you say, I'm going to hit the portal. Is your phone blown up? Like, is it as, I don't know, movie-esque as they might say? Like, are you getting calls, DMs left and right? You know, what's that process like in terms of how someone recruits you as a transfer?
Yeah. So, I mean, before you even post it, you kind of have to go to athletics office and they got to help do some paperwork with you. And then as soon as that's cleared, I mean, there's Twitter accounts that are on it the second
really?
Up. So like your name is posted right away. And I didn't even have time to have a post yet before like I saw my name was already in it. So it's pretty crazy. But I mean, yeah, the first couple of days are, it's usually just a lot of assistant coaches just kind of hitting you up right away just to say you're on my radar or they want to talk to you and stuff. So like, it's definitely a little exciting and overwhelming, but as time goes on the next week or so, it obviously kind of slows down because more and more names are coming in and you may or may not get kind of buried in a way, but it's just crazy. You kind of just kind of find certain schools that are like truly interested in making you like a priority.
We're speaking with Connor Dillon, former Winona State standout guard, now transferring to the Division I level. I want to know about what it's like with the NIL and with, you know, the money aspect of it. And you can talk about however much you're comfortable with this here, but do they just come out and sort of offer you numbers? Is it like, we want you here to play and then here's the bonus. Like we have this collective or we have this pool, you know,
right.
Take us through the new age of this NIL stuff here.
Yeah. I mean, there are certain programs that, I mean, I'm coming from a Division II at Winona where, I mean, yes, I had a scholarship to play basketball, but it's just a totally different because it's just money aside.
Right.
So there will be programs that'll ask me if NIL is a big thing for you. Like, is that what I really like truly cared about? And I would just tell them, I mean, no, not really, because I'm not really used to it much. So, but I mean, yeah, there are players and schools that, I mean, you're a high major guy or you're playing at a mid major program and then you average 15 to 20 points, you might enter the portal, sign with an agent, and you're kind of demanding almost six figures. So,
man,
it's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Do you know people that have done that?
I mean, I know a few guys that are definitely in the portal. I mean, one of my best buddies played high school basketball. Noah Reynolds. He's at he's at Green Bay.
Yeah.
Had a great year, and I know he's currently signed with an agent, so he's just looking at schools now, so it's pretty
cool,
crazy.
Man. It's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, it's shocking. For you, though, picking Bradley, you know, as I mentioned, it's in your hometown. Was that maybe the driving force, or was it everything that just sort of came together for Bradley?
Yeah, I mean, just being Bradley, being in my hometown was definitely a big plus. But kind of just main reason why is, like, it's usually when you enter the portal, like assistant coaches are hitting you up and stuff. My first communication with Bradley was Coach Wardle, the head coach. So, I mean, I have a good kind of relationship with him already. But no, it just kind of says something that the head coach is reaching out first. And he was always kind of talking to me, treating me as a priority. So, I mean, I could have gone anywhere. I was looking at random other schools in West Coast and East Coast.
Yeah, give
Coast,
us an idea of what else you had. Like what other schools were considered?
I mean, there were schools kind of in California, like San Diego, and like the Southern,
really?
It was the SoCon Conference in South Carolina, Furman, Chattanooga, and Samford. That was a tournament team. But I mean, they hit you up, but you don't know how much it really
means to you.
Yeah. So, I mean, you have a few conversations and phone calls with them, but other than that, you just got to pick out who truly wants you.
I would think Samford would be enticing because of the head coach, but I could also see if you didn't speak to the head coach, then that would be it. I want to know if there was thought of staying, you know, if there was thought of you weighed the D1 dream and then you also weighed maybe how good Winona State could have been. You know, was there any of that that went into your decision?
Yeah, 100%. Because, I mean, I just know we were really good this year and we could have had a big chance for next year. And I mean, at the end of the day, like you kind of need to be a little selfish in a way. So
absolutely.
I mean, you kind of feel bad and stuff because I know we could be a really good team, but I just kind of wanted to try something for myself and see how it goes.
Dude, you play your whole life wanting to play D1. Like, I don't blame me at all. I totally understand that. Last question for you, Connor. Really appreciate the time again, my man. what is the favorite memory you have of Winona State and your playing days in particular?
I mean, I think year by year, every year we've had crazy different stories and funny memories. My first year coming in here, COVID, we didn't play a game till January. So
that's wild.
Every day we're in the gym, just wearing masks, playing individual workouts, just barely breathing in our masks. I mean, those just funny stories because we're all just with ourselves just wondering, like, are we even going to get a chance to play? Like, are we just doing this just because? Right. But I mean, other than that, just meeting every other year, just having a totally different team, like new guys, new freshmen coming in.
Yeah.
It's just all everyone kind of gelled in together, and we have a lot of chemistry on and off the court, so it's great.
I got one more last question, a last question here. What's it going to be like, the thought of not playing with your brother? Because I'm assuming that hasn't happened in, what, 8-10 years you've been playing together? So have you thought about that much?
Definitely. It'd be the first time, because we've been playing basketball on the same team since like Biddy basketball is like kindergarten. So it's crazy to think. I mean, we've talked about it, whether or not he may join us or not, but you never know, because what his deal is or what he wants to play. Right. So
interesting.
Yeah.
20 some odd years of playing ball together, and then, you know, just might not happen. Well, Connor, I appreciate the time. This has been an awesome conversation. Thank you again. And, I look forward to watching the D1 journey, my man.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.